What if you could live the life you truly desire? What choices would you make? What is stopping you from choosing this? Join the Consciously Crazy Chicks, Megan and Haley Sue, on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show to discuss many topics around creating and being instead of existing and living. What fun can we have creating the fabulous life you desire?
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday the 2nd of January, and you're listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and Haley Sue will be joining us shortly. And today we're talking about being real, and we've got fabulously awesome guests, Donna Light and Tara. Is it Taglianti, Tara? I never get your surname.
Yeah, it's Taglianti. Yeah. You're very cool. Yeah, very
cool.
You got it.
Cool. So we're talking about being real today. But before we kick off, I just want to, for you, those of you who don't know Haley and I, just tell you a little bit about us. And then we'll introduce Donna and Tara a little bit more. So Haley and I are conscious light workers, and we will be and do whatever it takes to create the happiest, fun, and joy we know is truly possible in your lives and in our own. So Haley and I have been doing this for many, many years, and what else is possible? And I think it's a fantastic, fantastic show today. So Donna, could you tell us a tiny little bit about you and what you do?
Yeah. And thanks, Megan, for having us on the show. I'm excited to see what magic we can create today. So I'm also an energy worker. I facilitate people around the world into having more joy. So I really assist people with the places they've locked joy out of their lives. I work privately with people. I facilitate access consciousness classes. And my big question today is really, what can I contribute to consciousness, and how many lives can we change today, ladies? And that's it.
Wow, yeah. How much fun is this going to be with all of us on this line? and Tarek, if you could tell us a little bit about you, that would be awesome as well.
Okay. Well, my name is Tara Taglianti, and I'm also an energy worker, and I'm also a digital media producer. I enjoy having fun, and you know, basically, it's like I desire to be the change in the world and have a blast in the process. So however that is, it's like, you know, working on bodies. I love doing that. And then also creating projects and stuff for other people and with other people that are going to go out there and create something new and different in the world. And definitely forwarding consciousness on the planet and inside of that. So that's what I enjoy doing. I mean, well, other than jet skiing and stuff like that. And I'm in Miami right now. It's 8 in the morning, and I'm just excited to be here and waking up with you guys to start my day. So, and how can I contribute to the show and to everybody listening?
Wow, thanks so much for being here, guys. So Tara and Donna also do a show called The Show Up Show on it's Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. So the show is
designed to facilitate the potency of showing up for your life no matter what. So I really, really love that. And I was wondering if you guys could, perhaps we'll start with you, Donna, if you could, or either one of you could tell us what your thoughts are on real.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you guys?
On this particular topic today, yeah, being real is Well, first of all, thanks for mentioning the Show Up Show. Yeah, that's like the new project that Tara and I have created over the last couple of months. And it's really a blast having a radio show, not for us, like not really knowing what we're doing and just playing with showing up every week when we're scheduled, even when things are like really easy and when things are like really weird. And it's really about just so anyways, yeah, that's super cool. But in terms of being real, this is such an interesting topic because, it is about like being you no matter what, which is something that for me, I've spent a lifetime sort of doing facade. So trying to show up the way that I think the people around me would, you know, like the way that would allow me to fit in. And I'm just starting to acknowledge mm-hmm. more and more how truly different I am. And I don't really fit in. And so I'm, you know, being me, no matter what, there's sort of a difference between being me and being real. Cause there's like this sense too of like being real and solidifying everything. Like this is reality. This is how it is and things can't change. And so I'm also personally toying with having really dynamic change really fast. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's just a few words about that from me.
Okay, cool. I love the way you say that, you know, being real and being you is quite different because being real solidifies things for you. And I found that for me in the last probably 2 weeks myself, being real is just like you need to show up in this reality in the way that is expected of you.
Right.
And that's my point of view on that. What does being you mean for you, Tara?
Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome question. Being me, it's, showing up as me, right? It's like barriers down, and being authentic in a way that is like, being me no matter what would be, just in any situation, what would I choose here? You know, it's kind of like, I guess the only, one of the most recent examples I can give of that to give some sort of a visual is, mm-hmm. like being in a social situation and if the crowd is doing one thing, you know, you ever see sometimes in social situations, people start to dress the same kind of style and everything. And I would say like being me would be, what would I choose here? Like rather than following the crowd and doing what like you're supposed to do, supposed to say, and also like being vulnerable. If I can see something that is going to create some sort of a change, rather than ignore, I feel like when people are socially together or something, sometimes they tend to just ignore the elephants in the room. Well, I tend to kind of like deal with them because I have to, like they're in my face and I feel them and they're on my head and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, you know, it's like if someone's around me, it's like we're going to go deep pretty fast and get weird and philosophical. And it's just kind of like, hey, you know, this is me. I see things and feel things and know things that, you know, for me to just ignore is like putting myself in a box. And like feels like I can't breathe, you know.
So that's.
I mean, if I can give some sort of a visual, it's kind of like that. It's like I just don't. It feels really awkward to me now to try to pretend to fit in or try to fit in like anywhere.
Yeah.
And that used to be what I used to try to do like really hard. So.
Do you mean just in general, like with family and friends, or just in work situations? And how do you find that in the digital like media space? You know, do you work with core people or do you work with smaller clients? And how do you find that in like a working environment?
Oh my God, I have not worked in a work environment in like a couple of years, right? And it's like I've been working freelance and. And at the same time, when I was working, I would go into these spaces and you had to dress a certain way, or, you know, dressing professional, like just, I'm going to speak just from my experience, is like wearing like khakis and button down shirts so that you look quote unquote professional, and feeling like that's kind of stuff. I used to feel constricted and like I had to be nice to everybody and make sure I didn't step on anyone's toes. And it was like going to work every day it was almost like, yeah, there was the tasks that I had to do and be creative and on hand with the projects I was working on. But then there was also all these politics of like, oh, I got to be on this person's good side because they have control over my paycheck. And like, oh, like, let me just try to get along. It was just, you know, like a lot of anxiety. And I just remembered I hated it. Like, I hated it.
Yeah. I get that. So we've got a question from Carol in the chat room, and she asks, was it awkward to discover who you really are when you started to choose to show up as or for you after all the years of trying to be someone else?
Yeah, so this is Donna, and Carol, thank you for the question. Yes, I love that question. Yes, to be honest, I've been awkward my whole life anyway. So it was awkward trying to like cut me off to fit in. I've felt pretty awkward most of my life anyway, but the more I'm stepping into being me no matter what, yes, there are so many awkward moments in my life. It is like, sometimes I feel like I'm in a strange, sick movie or something. Because, you know, when I know everything that I know and I'm truly aware of everything I'm aware of, it means that no one can truly understand me. I don't understand anybody else. I'm just being me. So it definitely requires for me a sense of presence and being there, even though everything's so weird all the time. So yeah, I'll pass it over.
Yeah, okay. I would agree that, you know, I've also been really, really awkward a lot. But we're going to go to a break fairly soon. So when we come back, I'd really like to hear, excuse me, what kind of tools you guys have used that we could maybe share with people to almost step into themselves, step into that awkwardness with whether it's uncomfortable or not. I think that would be awesome to be able to get people to start using this in their everyday life so they can start to be themselves rather than maybe being real. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Cool. So we'll be back after the break.
Yay.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome, everybody, and you're listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks, and we're talking about being real today. I'm Megan Rogers, and we've got my partner in craziness, Haley Sue, who's joining us now. Woohoo!
Yay! Hi, everybody!
And we've got our awesome guests, Donna and Tara, from, let's say, Colorado and Florida, respectively. Is that right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were just talking, Haley, we were talking about what it's like for us to be real or be us, and we were wanting to share some tools with people who perhaps haven't stepped into being them. So Tara or Donna, what do you guys do? Yourselves. I mean, that process. You know, how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, I'll answer this question. It's just like beep beep beep. So, 5 years ago, like I've been doing different modalities for the last like 10 to 15, I don't know how many years in the past, and like each modality it was cool, but I would just become another drone of that modality, you know, just kind of like being and acting and doing the things that everybody that did the modality would do and act and say and do, right. You know. Well, the right. thing about, you know, discovering access was the tool of who does this belong to, because in any situation, even sometimes my thought patterns, if I find myself thinking about a certain situation in a way, I'd be like, wait a minute, who does this belong to? I guess, for example, like money, if I start thinking about money in a certain way, I can be like, who does this belong to, and get an awareness of like, oh, I'm picking this up from like, you know, either my family or my environment around me or people that I was just hanging out with. It's just been, who does this belong to, and returning things to sender has just been just one, but an amazing tool that is just kind of like been giving me a lot more clarity with the energy that I be and who I be versus these thought patterns and feelings and emotions of the environment around me.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I use that tool a lot as well. It's absolutely fantastic. So it gives you a bit of a sense of, okay, you know, all this crap is not actually mine anymore. It never was mine. Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome tool. And Donna, do you have anything that you'd like to share with that?
Well, you know, actually what just came up for me is all the times that somebody has said, be real, get real. As a way to sort of control me, and I get that. For me, access consciousness is the tool of choice, and I'm like Tara. I've tried every modality, and the tools in access consciousness, like the questions asking who does it belong to, and I'm sure your listeners are familiar because you guys are the Consciously Crazy Chicks, so I'm sure you're sharing tools all the time. But it's like the very basic tools that you get in a bars class, the light heavy tool, who does it belong to, using questions. Really dynamically changed my life, and so that I am not totally controlled by this reality and the people in it. When, you know, like if somebody says, get real or be real, I can recognize, oh, that's just somebody trying to control me, and now I actually have choice with it. I can play the game. Sometimes it's fun to play along, but I actually have choice, which is something I didn't have for most of my life.
Right.
Yeah, awesome. I really resonate with that get real thing. My father says it a lot to me. Oh, come on, get real. You know, when I'm going, well, who does this belong to? An interesting point of view. You have that point of view, Dad. And he's like, no, you have to live in the real world, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, well, whose real world is it? Because mm-hmm. my world works mm-hmm. for me. So what works for you and what, and this doesn't really work for me. So, yeah, I am. That get real is a real real sarcastic kind of, I don't know, dig at somebody. It's not a nice thing to say to somebody when they say get real, because they're telling you that you're away with the fairies, which a lot of the times I am, but I like to be away with the fairies.
Me too. Yeah, I'm right there.
But it's a lot more fun in that world for me.
Yeah. When I used to be a school teacher, and this is Donna, so I used to be a school teacher. I taught in the public school system in Colorado for a long time. And when I was, like, toying around with the idea of retiring young, you know, I was 36 when I retired. And my colleagues, that was what I heard from all my colleagues. Like, get real. You can't, or like, I wanted to be a poet when I first started teaching, and I was considering going to school for poetry, and all my colleagues when I was, like, student teaching, everybody was like, you can't, get real, like, you have to get a job, get real, get serious. And it's like, in this reality, get real means, like, get a job, have 2.5 kids, you know, get a car, get the house, retire so you can die. And I'm like, well, if that's real, I want to hang out with Haley Sue with the fairies. I want to be there. Sounds very much.
Yeah,
way
too.
More fun.
Me too. We're going to South Africa, Donna.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
Yes, exactly. Come visit us. Well, we might
we
just
want
come
a
visit
safari.
You. Come on a safari.
Yeah.
Well, we want to come visit you, and I have two children, not 2.5, only two. Only two. And that's one of the things we've been playing with is what if we just sell everything up and tear up our roots and move somewhere for 6 months or a year or whatever, and when we've had enough of that place, we move somewhere else. And everyone's like, oh, come on, get real. You've got two children. They've got to go to school. I'm like, well, I'm sure there's schools all around the world that they can go to.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know. There's no schools in the world. It's only in Gaborone Health.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's
history life.
Last year, how I met Donna is last year I actually in 2013 I actually offloaded all of my belongings down to two suitcases and my car, and I found myself in Boulder, from Florida to Boulder, Colorado, and I lived there for like 8 months, and during that time I met Donna. And you know, now I'm back in Florida, but it's like look what doing that has created, you know, in my life and in Donna's life and now in the world, you know, like it's kind of doing crazy things like that appears to be crazy and unreal to people, actually like can change a lot and contribute a lot to many people, including yourself, you know. It's and I endured the what the heck is she doing, like, you know. but at this point, it's just like I'm so used to people thinking like, oh, Tara's the crazy one and, you know, she's weird and this and that, that it's just like, okay, cool. That's just who I be, you know, that's just me, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Isn't being real being true to yourself? So whatever works for you, you know, whether that's your two suitcases and a car, and how I would love two suitcases and just a car right now. I am busy moving, and it's taken an entire month to move all my stuff.
And she moans about it every day.
I would love to just go and give it to a homeless shelter and move somewhere else.
Yeah.
And but yeah, that's being real is being true to me and what works for me and what makes me feel light and happy. And I don't really care anymore about anybody else's point of view or how they think reality should be, or their reality should be. I don't fit into their realities anymore. And that scares a lot of people. You know, I have a lot of people going, oh my gosh, how do you do this? How do you have two children and travel all over the world? And, you know, don't you feel bad about leaving them behind? I go, no, why would I feel bad?
I feel great.
I feel freaking fantastic. Poor mother had to run away.
Yeah.
No, it's not about running away, but it's about finding more of me and being more of me, which in turn lets me be more for them.
Hey, Ellie, I was just gonna say it's like in a reality where doing that you'd probably be deemed from others like being a bad mom. Well, in essence, it's like your kids are going to be more apt to choose for themselves and do what makes them happy because you're being willing to choose for you and step up and be you. And so how much of a gift is that to them that they get to have that as not only like – it's almost like the energy that you be is going to – it kind of like they – and. I'm not going to say they inherit it, but, like, we kind of tend to emulate the people around us growing up. And, you know, how does it get any better than that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have kids also, Haley. I have two teenagers who, you know, I was the right mom for most of their lives. Like, my whole life about them, I chose a teaching career so I could, like, be with them in the summers. And I didn't have more than 2 minutes away from my kids. Up until like a month ago, like literally everywhere.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
And now I have access tools, and I'm like, oh my God, I have all my only role in life has been mom. I don't even know who I am. So I've been on this adventure of like, who am I? And it has been a little disruptive to my kids because they like me to be their servant and to have my whole life about them. But I'm giving them another possibility. Like maybe they want to go off and be gypsies, you know? So, what an inspiration, Haley Sue, and how many lives can we change by being us? It's like, it changes kids' lives, too. It gives them that possibility, like Tara said.
Absolutely. Well, I've got a little bit easier, I think, because my youngest was 2 when I started Access Consciousness, and my eldest was 5. So, yeah, that was 2 years ago, and so they really have been brought up in a different space because my husband has also done bars and loves Access Consciousness and all the tools and all the books and everything. So they really do have a different space to grow and be themselves. And I see with my
That's
eldest
awesome.
Even, he's 7 now, and I can already see the conforming, the way school – you know, tries to put them in a box and not to be different. And but then he sees his mad mother and goes, well, I can be anything I want to be.
Yay to mad mothers.
You know, I'm not a bad mother. I'm a mad mother.
Yeah. You can play with the fairies. It's all good.
Absolutely. And I mean, I have a dress-up cupboard. And literally when I was moving, I found all the dress-up stuff, and I have an entire cupboard of dress-up stuff. And that's just so me. It's just like, whatever I want to be today, I'm going to be. So if I want to be Dracula, or if I want to be a princess fairy, then I'm going to be that.
Yay.
That's fun.
Yeah. So how does it get any better than this?
How does it?
Have we lost Megan now?
Everybody's taking turns jumping off. Is Megan here?
Oh, well, it's almost time for a break, so I think we'll go to a break, and maybe when we come back, Megan will be able to join us live again.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that when run assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks with me, Megan Rogers, and Haley Sue, my partner in craziness. And we've got Donna and Tara as our fabulously fun guests. Hello, everybody.
Yay! We are all live.
Yeah, yeah, you can hear me.
I thought for a moment there I was talking to myself. So you're talking about fairies and closets is what I last heard.
Yeah. Oh.
What was that about?
Fairies and cupboards. Fairies being in the cupboards. It's time for the fairies to break out of the cupboards.
Oh, yeah. Free the fairies! Free the fairies! Let the free flags fly.
So we're talking about being real. So, Megan, how does that... how does that apply to your everyday life?
Wow. Yeah. I kind of have to go with what Donna and Tara were saying. In that, you know, being real for me often meant that I had to be part of everybody else's reality, to think like they did, work like they did, do things that they thought was, you know, right and correct or whatever. But for me, being me is just being who I am. And I also use that "who does this belong to" tool every day. Because often I go, oh, okay, I can't do that. And then I go, actually, no, who does that belong to? And it usually belongs to some random person that I'm walking past that has a specific way of thinking. So being real is really, for me, being me. I know that other ladies have said that too, but I think that is... the truth of it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can we talk about fairies and stuff? Because one of the talents that I have has to do with like beings and entities and fairies and things. And you know, when you're like a school teacher, it's not like you walk into the classroom and you're like, "Hey, I spent last night really aware of my dead aunt who's been hanging around." Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I have this thing that I'm like, it's for me to step into being public with the awareness of like, you know, that other world, the stuff that everybody doesn't talk about, fairies and like, do you know what I mean? It's up for me right now. I do it with clients and I do it privately, but I don't talk publicly about it. And it's like, for me, it's like cutting off a huge part of who I am and a lot of my gift and talent and capacity. So I love you talking about fairies because I think like we live in a time where magic is so, if you're willing to choose it, magic is so real. There's so many amazing things happening. And so I just wanted to go there.
Absolutely. I'll go there with you.
And me too.
But Donna, do you find that if you
go there in the you know, with people and you talk about that, what kind of reaction or judgment or just general response do you get? And how do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, like so many things come up when you say that. You know, we live in a world, I've lived in a world that most of the time people want you to prove it, right?
Yeah.
So we live in a reality that's evidence-based. Yeah. And it's like, if you're somebody who just is like extremely psychic, like Megan's talking about who does it belong to, you just walk by and you're totally aware of somebody's universe. If you just know things, we live in a place where people want you to prove it. And so, you know, for me, it's like more and more like choosing people who are even as far away in the world as South Africa who get me. Do you know what I mean? Because they're there. It's just that they're not necessarily right next door. Like my world was really small. Like I live very small community. It was like me and my neighbors and I went to work every day. And like, it was like the Truman Show. I had a really small life. And what I'm finding is, I require people that actually get me, that when I know something, they're just excited and they celebrate. They're not like, prove it now. Do you know what I mean? Because then I go into trying to prove it and then what I'll do is I'll discount my own magic, my own ability to create and be magic and see magic and like know everything that I know. And every time I don't acknowledge me, I create the future that I create for myself and everyone in my universe is shittier and shittier. See, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air, but it's cruddier and cruddier. How about that?
Say it, baby. Say it.
But I so agree, Donna. Like, don't you find that if you're trying to explain it or prove it or that you just shut off your awareness?
Yeah, totally.
Isn't it like shut down for you?
So then it's like, I've had this thing where it's like, well, what do I talk to people about? You know what I mean? Because then there's nothing to talk about, because if I say anything that's like truly me, like there's actually no words. It's all just energy. And if I say it, then I'm going to have to prove it. But that's not true. It's like really like more and more, I'm just asking the question, can I have people in my life that get me? And I get me no matter what is going on around me? Can I show up for my awareness and what I know no matter what the people, it's like, am I willing to be the leader and to know what I know and go there even if everybody around me doesn't get it, you know? And have allowance.
How does it get
that.
Any better than that? Yes, please.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Thank you. And once again, I want all of us to be able to do that, hey?
Yeah, all of us. It's like, can we be the people that sort of that free up? Can we be the inspiration that shows people around the world that it is possible to know, you know, all the weird shit? Christine's on the chat room saying, it's okay, drop some shit bombs. So is it like, can we open up the possibility for all the people who are locked up like I used to be to like know that they know and all the weird shit that they know is like actually like maybe more real than the reality that people are telling you is real.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything that doesn't allow them to know that.
that is.
Yeah. Destroy and uncreate.
Totally.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, buckle, nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
Woohoo! Cool.
Woohoo.
Yeah,
sorry,
what
are sorry, you there? Did we lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry, Haley, I interrupted you.
No, I was going to say, what would it take for more of that magic to show up in our lives and everybody else's lives? I feel sometimes that people think magic is away with the fairies and it's not possible here on Earth. And yet I have seen so many magical things happen in my life and other people's lives. And I just keep asking for more, please. More magic. More.
Mm-hmm. More of that, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You guys,
Tara, are you magically there?
I am magically here. I it's kind of like, look, when I was a little kid, I knew stuff, and I used to run around thinking, I guess I would say, speaking and thinking in terms of we, like, let's go here, and we're all going to go here. And I had all my little, I guess I had this, like, team of imaginary friends or what, right? It was like, we're going to go do this and this and that. And at some point, I was like, you know, I realized I was doing that, and I was just like, wow, that's crazy. And I can't be this here. And at some point, I cut all of that off. And that's when, in my life, that's when, like, the anxiety started and the just really, you know, like, just the awkwardness, the, you know, not really the depression, all that kind of stuff began when I started cutting off all of those parts of me. And now, you know, it was like, Talk to the Entities class was the last one that I allowed myself. It was just like that class that was there that I was like, if I don't take this, I'm gonna go nuts, and I just so don't want to take it. And when I did take the Talk to the Entities class, it changed my whole world to where now I have so much more ease, and I can work with them. I'm medium for people, and the things that, I mean, it changed, just people being able to have that communication with their loved one, or, you know, or just communicating, just knowing what those moods were, or the those wonky moods sometimes, just knowing what that is now, you know, it's just created so much more ease in my life, and I'm grateful. But let me tell you, there was some resistance getting there.
We're all cute and not so bright most of the time.
Yeah, totally.
I must say, Tara, I was the same as you. I resisted the Talk to the Entities class, and Megan, I'd met Megan a year and a bit before. I just did the class in, when did we do it? June.
Yeah.
This year. Yeah.
And you guys are Talk to the Entities facilitators, right?
Megan is, not myself.
Oh, Megan. See, Megan, I would be afraid of you, like, maybe even 2 years ago. I would be like, oh, I don't know. That woman, she could probably see through my soul. I gotta, like, I would do very small, like, bye chat to you to see, like, if you were going to, like, I don't know, pull something out of, like, my soul and show it to me. I don't know.
Avoid me like the plague. Is that what you're saying? Okay, Tara, I'm not going to pull anything out of your soul, doll.
Oh, God, I love you, Tara.
You're good.
You're awesome. No, it's like the Talk to the Entities facilitators are the ones that I'd be like, okay. It's kind of like, you know, the moment before I'd say bungee jumping, just being like, all right, what's going to happen here? What am I going to find out? And then I just go for it anyway. But I love you guys. I love you, I love you, TTE facilitators. You guys are amazing. Okay.
That's so true. She's been such a contribution to me, absolutely. In taught me so much about entities, and I mean, I've always known that they were there, but never really knew how to communicate or anything like that. And my mom passed away very unexpectedly now, at the end of October, and it really took me a while to, well, it's only been 2 months. Such a humanoid. It took me a while to get there.
That's forever. That's like trillions of years in your life.
Huge amounts of time passed. Hell, huge amount.
Yeah, I was doing a foundation level one class again at the beginning of December, and I got Megan on Skype because my body was just in so much pain. And eventually we got to that it was my mom going, hello, I am here, because I wanted her to be here in the physical form, and I wouldn't get that she is just an infinite being and with me and everybody all the time. So
yeah,
and Megan allowed me to see that, and it was just, it's just so fantastic. Since then, everything has just changed. I feel so at ease now. Even though I miss my mom's physical presence and her physical body, I don't miss her being, because she's here. And I'm so grateful, so grateful for that. It's just been a huge, huge change. And I just wish everybody would just get these damn tools, because it makes life so much easier.
Well, can I
yeah,
just
how does
say,
it
like,
get any better than that?
How does it?
With the holidays here, I'm like so aware of entities, like all the people who are doing like memory and all their reference points of this Christmas and that holiday, you know what I mean? This Thanksgiving, and I'm like all of the grandparents that have come back because their families are remembering them, and it's been making me a little nutty right now. I'm like, really, Aunt Dolly, I'm in the question of like, what's it gonna take for this to be easier? Because I'm perceiving so much of it just with my body. So much of it is just energetic, and it's like, you know, how many of your listeners and how many people out there have stuff going on, and they don't necessarily get that. Like, everybody perceives it differently. You might not see them. You might actually feel it with your body, or so, you know what I mean. It's just like there's so many things around this, and my big question is, can it be easy? Can it be easy to know everything that I know? And the global ESC, the Energetic Sisters of Communion that Dane did a couple days ago,
it was amazing.
Oh my God, it just opened up all this amazing energy in terms of like all the beings and entities that are here as support and the planet, and like, it was magic. That was total magic. More of that, please.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I also think that, you know, that we become so aware of everything around us, and we wanted to show up in a specific way. You know, we're like, okay, so what is this? You must tell me now what it is, you know. And I think it could be so much easier if we just ask the question of who does it belong to, and is it significant who it is, and who the family members are, and, you know, that kind of thing. I think it would be so much easier if we could go, okay, who does it belong to? Return to sender. Okay, I'm moving on. I know it sounds quite simplistic, but I think it could be that easy.
Yeah.
It is. It really is that easy. I mean, I was amazed once we'd, you know, cleared that up, that it was my mom that was, well, not my mom, but like the physical pain in my body. You know, once you get that, it's like, oh, okay, cool, it's gone instantly. It like doesn't hang around. And what if everything was that easy? You know, I mean, everything that we create in our lives could be that easy if we just allowed the magic in.
Mhm. Yeah, don't
you
think
like
what would it
take
for that?
But we got to be real, guys, you know.
Oh,
we can't
come
do
on,
that
get
here.
Real.
We can't. We got to get real. You know what I wanted to say is I remember a time, so I when I was growing up, I kind of ran with a crazy crowd, and we did a lot of partying, and I remember a lot of times people would be like, oh, I'm not going to hang out with, like, the preppy crowd because they're fake. They're not real, and we're real. And I was like, all right, we're real. We're being real, and pass the pot, and pass me the alcohol, you know what I mean? And it was like, that was being real, was like, it wasn't striving for your greatness. It was numbing yourself out, which is really interesting. I just, along the lines of entities, I just wanted to bring that up just because I just remembered that. And how does it get any better?
That's awesome.
So I'm willing to be totally unreal and be me.
Absolutely. What would it take for us all to be totally unreal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Carol makes a good point in the chat room. She goes, you know, if it's that easy, then really it can't be worth it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if there's no struggle, if you're not struggling for it, then it's not worth it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
What a mess,
right? It was like things that we've been given. That's what we've been given, is like, you know, anything worthwhile you worked hard for, and that's messed up. Like, what else is possible? It's like, when I'm being me, things are easy. So. What if we could let things be easy? How different would that be?
Yeah. and it's like a sacrifice. What if we don't have to sacrifice anything, including ourselves? You know, it's like, what else is possible? And how much more fun can we have? And how much more ease can we have? And cool. I'm gonna stop saying and.
So anything that doesn't allow any of us to be able to do this with total ease could be destroyed and created. Right, wrong, good, bad, potbuck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So we're coming to the end of the show, guys, and we just
go ahead.
I was going to say, we just want to tell you how grateful and thankful we are for you two fabulous ladies coming onto the show with us. Can you quickly tell us where people can find you? We'll put your links and things on our website, which is www.consciouslycrazychicks.com. We'll put all your information up there, but if you could give us each maybe a website name and, just where people can find you.
Okay.
Really
I'll go really quick. Okay, Tara Taglianti, you can find me on Facebook. My website for future reference is going to be TaraTaglianti.com. And all my accounts is at Tara Taglianti on social media. So just add me there. Thank you guys for having us. And I would love to go visit South Africa and go on a safari with you guys and see all the animals. And that's just what I wanted to say. Before we close, you know.
We'd love it. We would absolutely love it.
You're welcome to come anytime, anytime.
Sweet.
I think we have lost Donna. Have we lost Donna?
Do you want me to tell you her website is it's donnaslight.com.
Wait, I'm back.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
Yay.
I can hear you guys now. I can hear you. Yay.
Cool. Donna, it's donnaslight.com and just your social media sites, if you could quickly give us that.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook. It's Donna Salemink, SALEMINK, donnaslight.com. I'd love to connect with you now or in the future, and what adventures can we have in magic together?
Woohoo!
Thanks, fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And may 2015 be the most magical, awesome, fairy-infested year for everybody.
Yay.
Fantastic. Let's all dress up to every day, whatever we want to be. Let's do that.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you for choosing to listen to us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. Megan and Haley Sue will return next Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm. We hope you'll join us. Until then, what fun can you have and what can you create just by being you?